The reason that there's trans in front of woman is because he's not a woman.
That was one that like really caught the attention of a lot of folks on the right who are sick and tired of this invasion of men into women's spaces and then almost making a mockery of and stereotyping what it means to be a girl or a woman.
A woman.
Yeah. Welcome to another deep dive edition of the Chicks on the Right podcast. Today we are guestless, which is actually a good thing because it's been a while since we've gotten a chance, just the two of us, to have some intimate deep diving together.
Yeah, we're gonna go balls deep is what we're gonna do on a topic, and I can say that it's just me and you. I can say that, right? If we had a guest, I could never say that if it was somebody else because it would be completely inappropriate. But since it's just you,
it's still inappropriate.
We're best friends, I can say what. It's completely inappropriate. But we're all friends here, right? So you guys know that I can say whatever I want when it's just the two of us, and I don't have to worry about a guest and being all like politically correct and all that kind of stuff, right? Right. And actually, me saying balls deep is actually really appropriate for what we're talking about today.
Yes.
Don't you think?
It so is. And I know there's going to be some people who are like, why are you giving this person attention? But because, you know, there's always those people who are like, the only reason that that person has success is because you, people like you, keep talking about. No, it has nothing
not
to
true.
Do with us.
No, it has nothing to do with us. And, you know, I'm really tired of biological men intruding into my space as a woman. I'm tired of it. I have we've talked about like transgenders coming into the sports space, the women's sports space. We've talked about that a little bit on our show. We'll probably talk about it in the future. I'm just kind of tired of this. And they're benefiting from identifying as women. They're benefiting from it. And then feminists are silent. So we figure, well, if feminists are going to be silent about it, we won't be.
Well, and if that didn't give you a little tease for who we're going to talk about today, we are going to set our sights on Dylan Mulvaney, who unfortunately, probably most people who are listening actually know who that is. And that is honestly kind of a shame. Because this is a person who is famous purely because he created a series on TikTok called X Number of Days of Being a Girl. So he's famous now because he's been to the White House. Joe Biden invited him to come and speak on trans issues at the White House. And like, he's a super big deal. And now he is a millionaire because of his deciding to be to act as though he's a woman and live like a woman. And now most recently getting facial feminization surgery to look more like a woman. So we thought we would devote some time to Dylan. If people have not yet taken advantage of the fact that there is a massive bedding sale at mypillow.com/chicks right now, they really need to jump on this special. We are talking the Giza Dream Sheets, a twin set of Giza Dream Sheets. Less than $30 right now with code chicks at mypillow.com.
It's amazing.
I know.
And those are the best. Like you always say, they're not slickery. They're not slippery. They're just like perfect. They're not satin. They're not like cottony. They're just like
they're
in
like
between.
Satin.
They're like, they're magic.
Or like catton.
Yes.
Like they're catton.
That. Yes, yeah. They're that. They're catton. They're catton, you guys. They're like magic.
Oh,
they're
my God.
So
I love
great.
Those sheets.
Very luxurious.
So huge, huge sale. Not just great on the price. Twin size. I'm just giving that as an example. On all the sizes of all the sheets, this is the cotton, by the way, or the catton, that is grown in only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Like, it's a very specific catton, you guys. And I'm promising you, you want it. And you can get it. Use code chicks at mypillow.com/chicks.
One of the things that will, you know, that I think is just an important question to ask up front is, well, first of all, you said he's worth millions now. This individual is worth millions. And you told me before we started that Dylan is going to be making upwards of $10 million a year. That's what they project for this individual, is to be making upwards of $10 million a year. What with like sponsors, contracts, things like makeup, cosmetics, stuff like that, contracts. And then just, I would imagine, just from social platforms, like, you know, just all the things that this person does, the just the attention that Dylan receives, mm-hmm. he's going to be making upwards of $10 million a year. Just because this person decided, I'm going to go ahead and identify, I'm going to be a girl, even though this person is not a girl at all. And one of the things I said to you, I asked before we went on, and I asked our producer this too, because I was like, I can't think of any other person. I can't think of a biological woman who has done this and said, if the flip, mm-hmm. like the flip side, who has said, I'm going to become a man,
right,
and make tons of money. Can you think of any woman that's become a man and has made this kind of money and gotten this kind of attention and who's been invited to the White House and has gotten all these accolades and has been called sending and has made this kind of money? And I thought it was interesting because our producer, Valen, she was like, well, I mean, you're not sexualized. You're not like, there's no like sexualized component to that. People don't see women becoming men as sort of a sexualized being, which I thought was an interesting take.
Yeah, it is interesting because it's true. Women are seen as sexual objects. And so that's part of the sales aspect of it. And so if a woman becomes or starts to live as a man, you don't see this level. I mean, think about drag shows, right? Like the reverse is never true.
Right.
It just doesn't work.
You don't
that
ever
way.
See it. Right.
It's just right. bizarre.
So here we see this. Right. So we see a biological man. We see biological men all the time becoming women or acting as though they're women, thinking that they know what it's like to be a woman. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that all the time. And then we see feminists being silent.
Exactly.
So this is the thing that just it's so irritating. So we're going to take you through sort of like the chronological order of how all this stuff happened, which a lot of it I wasn't aware of. Like, I didn't know a lot about Dylan when Dylan was just a gay man.
Yeah. Well, for people that may just now be learning about who Dylan is, I thought, well, we might as well just take you down a little trip down memory lane to show how this person has come to be a millionaire probably many times over at this point. And mm-hmm. so, everybody likes to point out, rightly, that Dylan is an actor. That was his actual profession before COVID. He was doing Broadway and stuff like that. So he's a trained actor, was actually a professional actor, then lost his job when all the COVID stuff happened. Broadway basically shut down. And so he decided to take his song and dance routine, essentially, to TikTok, where he became like immediately super famous. Now, at the beginning, he identified as gay. And it's not hard to see that. Like when you see some of the original videos, this is from August of 2020. This is probably like the second or third maybe video that Dylan ever posted onto TikTok. And he is talking about, it's like he's talking about being gay on a mountain. I don't know. Here it is.
I'm Dylan, and I'm here at the Grand Canyon wearing my soccer. I'm Dylan Mulvaney, and I'm here at the Grand Canyon wearing my soccer.
So that's what he used to look like back in the day. So that is the early days.
So obviously a dude, gay dude. Right. Okay. All right. So that was in 2020. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then there was a progression.
There was a progression. And so I'll get the date and tell you exactly when the next sort of level of his progression began. This would have been in April of 2021. So in April of 2021, that is when he started to talk about using different pronouns, okay? And so I'm going to show you... starting of the use of the they, them pronouns. Here it is.
Question of the day. Let's start from the very beginning. A friend asks, what is non-binary? Webster's defines it as relating to or being a person who identifies with or expresses a gender identity that is neither entirely male nor entirely female. Huh. it really serves as an umbrella term that encompasses an array of different gender identities, including agendered, bigendered, gender fluidity, but we'll get into all that later. You might say, Dylan, I just don't understand why your community labels everything. Well, Nancy, unfortunately, our society runs on labels. Until that gets better, at least I have one that really suits me and I feel comfortable and safe with. And I'm choosing to share that with you so that you can better coexist with me in everyday life. Okay, bye.
So that's when he became non-binary.
Okay. Okay. But and just so I understand, non-binary again, because there's a lot of incorrect like grammar and stuff in there I couldn't really follow. So like the non-binary thing is like when you don't identify, I just want to make sure that everybody in our audience is clear, because there may be some Nancys out there, which she was very condescending to. So that's when you don't identify as either male or female. You're just like whatever you feel like that day is what you are, even though you actually are something. You just want to identify as whatever the wind blows as. Is that like that's what
you
non-binary
reject
is?
The idea that there is, in fact, a binary choice between male and female. There, you believe it's a spectrum. If you buy into this, you say there is no binary. I am non-binary because I am just somewhere along the spectrum. There is no male and female. It's all a big spectrum.
Okay. And then how is somebody supposed to know what you're feeling that day? Like because he is a biological male, say he decides, I feel like a woman today.
Right.
And he decides, I feel like a woman today. And then that, like somebody who sees him as a, you know, with the 5 o'clock mm-hmm. shadow, he sees that I see a dude standing there. You know, I guess unless he has that wig on and a dress, I'm not going to notice that he feels like a girl unless he has that stuff on. You know, that's the thing. He has to tell everybody, I feel like a girl today. If he doesn't do that, this is the thing about people who are non-binary. They have to tell people every second of every day how they're feeling, which to me is sort of there's some illness happening there.
And it sounds like it'd be exhausting to constantly be shifting all over the place and changing pronouns all over the place. It just sounds absolutely exhausting. So, and perhaps that's what happened to Dylan. Maybe Dylan got tired of doing the non-binary game because ultimately, in the next progression of Dylan's whole persona, he officially became a girl. And there was a big announcement about that. I'll look at the date here. Let me see what the date was when that happened, because that kicked off his whole series, day whatever, of being a girl. So that was, let me see. What is the date?
2021.
All I can see is that it's 2022, but I can't see the date on it.
Oh, it was actually, oh, wow, it was 2022.
March of 2022.
So it wasn't until 2022. Wow. Okay. So it hasn't even been a year.
No.
Since it hasn't even been a year. Mm-mm. Okay. My goodness. All right.
Yeah. And so this was the first announcement.
March of 2022.
Yeah. This is the first announcement. This is the first time he ever said it. So I'll let you hear how that went.
Here it goes. I am a girl. I am a trans woman. My new pronouns are she and they. And I suppose that this is my coming out video of sorts. While I was non-binary, I would often say that I felt less and less like a boy every day. But now I realize it really was every day I was feeling more and more like a girl. And I didn't know that. Was so scared and a little bit ashamed to even consider myself back on the binary as a trans woman. But ultimately, I have to honor that's who I am and that's who I am supposed to be. You know, when I was 4 years old, I came to my mom and I said, I am a girl. And, you know, God made a mistake. And she said, you know, God doesn't make mistakes, but I'm not a mistake. I'm here for a reason. And now it feels like I get to honor that inner child within me that knew that so long ago. And I finally get to, be that person. And I really am so excited for you to all meet girl Dylan. And she's really excited to meet you too. Because she is so ready to be here. And she has been for a really long time. Love you.
So that was the big announcement. And then began the series of day X of being a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is where it gets kind of irritating for people who are actually biological. Some people absolutely adore this, which is why Dylan is making shit tons of money. Right. But for some of us who are biological women, who look at this and go, wait, that's not what being a girl is all about. It's not frolicking through the woods.
Right. Well, and that's perfect segue.
Some of us take a... Right.
Perfect segue, because that was the first of the, I mean, all of the day X of being a girl videos are super, they almost are like parodies of girls, right? So a lot of them are offensive for various reasons, but this one where he decided to frolic in nature, that was one that like really caught the attention of a lot of folks on the right who are sick and tired of this invasion of men into women's spaces and then almost making a mockery of and stereotyping what it means to be a girl or a woman.
Of womanhood.
Yeah. And so let me get that ready to share, because that this one is when it's just so, it's excruciatingly just obnoxious. And this one would be, let me see the date. The date on this would be May. So this is May of last year, and it's day 66 of girlhood for Dylan. So this is the one that people were like, I don't think you understand what girlhood is really all about. And you know why? Because you can't. Because you're not one. Here it is.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in nature. Trees, I love them. Water, lakes, I love them. Heels, they're my hiking heels. I love them. Okay, come on.
Oh my God.
Bridges, love them. Coconut water, love it. Not an ad, just love it. Wind turbine, love it. Meadows, love them.
Oh my God.
I'm still getting Lyme disease. Love ya. Oh. Did you see that? I gotta get out of here. Did you see that?
It was a dragon.
Oh my God. Never. Oh my God. Never again. Get me out of
here. So that's being a girl.
I mean, how demeaning, right? Like how completely demeaning to women. God, it's just so infuriating to me. I cannot.
Yeah, it's pissed off a lot of people.
And then where... Right. It should piss off. It should piss off a lot of people, but it should really piss off the feminists.
Yeah.
And where were they? Crickets.
Oh, it's not
they
crickets.
They were nowhere to be found.
They are all over the place showering their love and affection on him. They love him.
Thinking this is fantastic. And you know, 20, 30 years ago, if you would have made a video like that about women, about how, oh my God, women are afraid of dragonflies. Women are afraid of bugs. What would feminists have done if you would have actually encapsulated women like that? If you would have shown women in heels in the woods, if you would have had a woman, a biological woman, just like symbolizing women, other women in that way.
It'd be highly offensive.
Women would have been pissed. Feminists would have been completely offended by that. They would have been so pissed. But yet when this guy does it, it's like he's a hero. He's stunning and he's brave.
Stunning and brave.
Right? Dylan is stunning and brave.
Yep.
It's such bullshit. It's just unbelievable the way that there's such a double standard, because if a trans person does it, it's stunning and brave. It's wonderful. He gets accolades.
Yeah.
You know, he gets applause all around. It's just wonderful. Not only does he get applause, but he gets gajillions of dollars.
Exactly.
He gets money.
Exactly.
This is how this person makes a living now. It's
and
unbelievable.
It's a nice living. It is a really nice living.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a really good gig if you can get it.
So that was what? That was day 66. Now we're going to move on, because it just gets weirder and weirder. We're going to move on to day 74. This was in May also of last year. And this also captured the attention of a lot of people, because Dylan decided to take it upon himself to normalize the bulge. Okay. Recognizing that this is a person who has a penis. And so, and the corresponding bulbular area, Okay. So that shows up when you wear little hot pants. And I guess Dylan was just seemingly utterly blissfully ignorant of the fact that if he wore hot pants out in public, people might give him some looks for that. So again, this is day 74, mm-hmm. and he is going to explain what it means to normalize the bulge.
Of applause for the makeup. And I wore this outfit shopping today. And I thought that these might be my new shopping shorts. But I was walking around and everyone was staring. And I was like, oh, okay, what's going on? And they were all staring directly at my crotch. And I went, oh, I forgot that my crotch doesn't look like other women's crotches sometimes, because mine doesn't look like a little Barbie pocket. And I thought, okay, options here.
Oh my God.
Number one, you can stop wearing clothes that fit like this and just find looser fitting items. Number two, I can do a tuck, which is going to have to be a whole other video, but it's very painful and involved about. Or number three, I just normalize it and I wear clothes like this and we all just normalize women having bulges sometimes, because we're coming up on bikini season, baby.
No.
And you might see a bulge or two. So normalize the bulge. We are normalizing the bulge.
I don't want to do that.
No, because why would we have to normalize a bulge? Because you have a dick? Is that why? Is that why? I mean, is that, I'm just, we need to talk about this. You and I are best friends. This is what we do on this podcast. I just need to understand. So we're normalizing a bulge because he has junk there.
Right.
Right.
And he also he has junk, he wants to be a woman. And so because of that,
right.
because of his personal need to have this kind of attention and normalcy, he's requiring all of us to suspend our understanding of science and biology and just treat this like it's just a, it's like if somebody has, I don't know, like a long earlobe, right? Oh, well, it's still an earlobe,
right.
still an ear. It's just a different kind of ear. No, that's not how this works.
No, it's not. The reason that he is a trans woman is because the reason that there's trans in front of woman is because he's not a woman. Do you understand?
Oh, I understand.
Like everybody needs to understand. Right. This is the thing. It's like, that's the reason that that's the reason they're called trans women, is because they're not biological women.
Right.
That's what differentiates them between women and trans women, is because trans women are the trans women and I'm a woman.
Right.
I don't have to, I'm a woman. I don't have to call myself anything other than a woman because I'm a woman.
Yep.
I was born a woman. He's a trans woman.
Which is different.
There's a difference.
It is different.
Why? Right. It's different. It is different. Absolutely.
Well, it didn't
end
there.
I mean, we can normalize that.
It didn't end there because now he wants to normalize the bulge. Well, he had not, as he said, a tucking was going to be a whole other thing, right? Like that's going to be a whole other thing that he's got to learn. And so Dylan took it upon himself to not only learn how to tuck, but also become a teacher to others about what it means to tuck. And I will say I learned something, because this is stuff that I did not know, nor did I ever want to know it. This is just bizarre.
You know what I've been using a lot lately from GenuCell?
Tell.
Immediate effects.
Ooh,
it's
the
stuff that basically de-puffs and de-bags your eyes. I've been using that a lot lately because I have to get up at 4:45 in the morning. And when I wake up in the morning, I look like a Sharpay. And so I like self, you need some serious help. And so I have been using that a lot lately, and it works. Can I just tell you, it totally freaking works. This stuff is amazing. Like I'll put it on right after I get out of the shower. And then within about 5 minutes, I'm like, I look a lot better. Like it's remarkable stuff, you guys.
It unbagifies.
Is the bomb. It unbagifies. It just kind of makes me look more awake, which I'm not. So you know I'm not. And well, so it basically helps me lie. It helps me live a lie that I'm willing to live. And it's fantastic.
Well, the of best course, step ever. Immediate mm-hmm. Effects works because all of their products are so amazing. And by the way, Immediate Effects is part of their most popular package. So if you order the most popular package, which is 70% off right now, think about treating yourself for Valentine's Day or for asking for maybe your special someone to treat you on Valentine's Day to the most popular package, because it includes the Immediate Effects that you just talked about. It includes the Microbiome Shield Moisturizer, which is amazing, the Jawline Treatment, the XV Anti-Wrinkle Cream, the Puffiness for an Eye Bags Treatment, and a Deep Firming Serum. And right now, if you order between right now and Valentine's Day, with any order, you are going to get a beauty box with two luxury gifts. This is only for the next couple weeks, so you got to order now. You can go to genucel.com/chicks and use code chicks to get those two free luxury gifts and report back, because we really want to know how you feel about them. So this is day 89, and this is about tucking. Let me get this to go. Here we go.
Being a girl, and it is my first hot girl summer. I'm going to be going on trips and laying by the pool and wearing women's bathing suits, which don't have that much fabric down here. And you all know that I'm still really early on in my transition, so I haven't been able to get surgeries, whether I choose to or not. And so I'm going to show you how I comfortably wear a women's bathing suit out in public. Let's go! Ta-da! Hot girl summer! Hot girl summer! So basically, I tucked everything away, and that's referred to as tucking, which maybe you've heard about on Drag Race or somewhere. And there's a bunch of different methods to do it. You don't have to do it, by the way. It is not a necessity by any means. But I use something called uncloffable tape. You can find it on Amazon. And it's basically a giant Band-Aid, and it wraps around like this. And I seriously, it looks like I'm a Barbie doll down there. It's kind of hilarious. And you just kind of everything up. Gosh. And then you might say, Dylan, don't Band-Aids hurt to take off? Yes, they do. So you also add a little cotton pad on the really sensitive skin parts. And you just kind of put that between you and the tape so that when you take it off, it doesn't hurt as bad. And I almost didn't make this video because I thought, oh, maybe this is too vulnerable. And then I thought, hey, if this helps one person, it's worth it.
Oh my God.
Okay. He calls women's parts Barbie. Like we're compared to Barbie a lot. What is that? Like, again, with the, where are the feminists?
Yeah.
Like we're compared to Barbie a whole lot by this individual, which is really bizarre to me because I mean, listen, I like Barbie. I grew up with Barbies. My daughter played with Barbies. But to equate us and to sort of, you know, reduce us to Barbies is also very mm-hmm. offensive to me, because we're not a bunch of Barbie dolls. Women are not Barbie dolls, Dylan.
But that's the vibe that all of his day X of girlhood. That's mm-hmm. all it's about. It's all about like fashion and frilly things, right? Because that's the impression yeah. that he has of what it means to be a woman, because how else would he know? That's all he knows is what he can put on his body, mm-hmm. what he can paint on his face. He doesn't know what it means to yeah. actually be a woman. However, unfortunately, all kinds of advertisers and all kinds of corporate media outlets and all kinds of opportunities are being hurled at Dylan because he's an anomaly. He's a unique, interesting, and also very friendly and likable person who's caught the attention of so many people in this mass social contagion, right? So he has actually inspired a lot of people to become trans. And the more kinds of stuff right. we see like this, the more that happens. And so the next video that I have, unbelievably, is that he was asked to participate in New York Fashion Week as a runway model. And what's amazing, I mean, props to him, I guess, for this, because he is really good at it. Like this is crazy, but keep in mind, because he was allowed to do it, that means an opportunity went away for an actual woman to walk the runway who may have wanted to.
Oh, totally.
And so
Without question. I mean, and this is, and it's synonymous with transgenders in sports. And again, feminists are silent. But yeah, I'm curious. Like, we got to see this. Let's see what
he's great at it.
I'm sure he's fantastic at it.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, by the way, this is September of last year.
6 months of being a girl. Okay. And today I am about to go walk as a model on a runway in New York Fashion Week. What? I mean, I can't even believe this. I'm getting a model. Let's go.
I'm about to go on stage. I've got the model hair and makeup in the dress. And I'm really nervous. I feel like I'm gonna throw up, but here we go.
You know, the interesting thing about this, because he has the walk and everything, right? I saw a video last week of a woman. She's a model. I don't even know why this came up on my feed, but it was a woman who was learning how to walk like that. And the person who was teaching her how to do it was a gay man.
Really?
Yeah, because I started reading, because you know I read the comments. I always do that. I'm a weirdo when it comes to that. And the comments were all, you know, this is who rules the fashion world. Gay men in general, just rule the fashion world. It's, you know, they talk about the patriarchy. It's like gay men are all about the fashion world. This is who, and they're the ones who know how to do the walk. They're the ones who know how to carry themselves. They're the ones who, you know, they teach women how to do this stuff. They're the ones. And so I find it very interesting. So it's not at all surprising to me that Dylan is, you know, an expert in knowing how to do this, and that he's great.
Oh my God.
At it.
I mean, that was amazing.
I'm not surprised.
That was completely amazing. I couldn't walk that way in heels, but there are plenty of models who are women who can. And so Dylan, just like Leah Thomas in swimming, just like all these other trans women, like Caitlyn Jenner being called Glamour's Woman of the Year. I mean, at what point are women just completely erased because now we have to pay attention to the new bright, shiny thing that is capturing everybody's attention, but it's at the expense always of actual women.
Of women. Yeah, always at the expense of us. And we're the ones talking about it, yet liberal women are like, oh, this is so great.
Queen.
This is so great. But yeah, exactly. Yes, queen. But patriarchy. We're so pissed off about the patriarchy. Patriarchy this and patriarchy that. It's like, really? No, you're not. You're not concerned about that at all. Because if you were actually concerned about a patriarchy, you'd be paying attention to this crap. They're not. They're not paying attention to it at all. They're just letting it happen. Because they are biological men taking over our spaces. Right. This is what's happening. You can't deny that. I've had people tell me, but trans women are women. But no, they're not. Because if trans women were women, we wouldn't call them trans women.
Right.
Exactly. They would just be called women.
Well, and now Dylan is, as I said, getting all these sponsors and is doing advertisements for cosmetics, advertisements for skincare lines, like Tampax sent Dylan samples, hoping that they could create some sort of sponsorship type of deal. And it's just like, what is even happening? What is going on?
How does that even work? How does that even work?
I don't know. I do not know. But I do have a video also. The most recent thing that's happened with Dylan, of course, is that he had facial feminization surgery, which he is quick to say is a very privileged surgery because he understands that he's probably one of the most privileged trans women in the world. And so he can afford to pay the out-of-pocket expenses. He has the audacity to suggest that somehow health insurance companies be required to cover this kind of cosmetic surgery for people who have this level of dysphoria. And I'm sorry, but that's crazy. That's freaking crazy.
Insane.
Plenty of women have all kinds of self-conscious feelings about their own appearances. They don't get their plastic surgeries covered. This is all elective, for crying out loud.
Right. Plenty of people in general have insecurities. Women, men, Everybody has an insecurity. I don't know a single person that doesn't have one thing that they don't like about themselves. Yeah. Do you think that they should get that paid for free from other people to have that paid for? Get bent. Seriously. It's ridiculous.
So we've got the reveal video and then one more after that before we can wrap up this whole topic. So it's pretty amazing what all he had done. I don't think, is this the actual reveal video? Because I saw a video of his where he talks about all the things that he did to his face, and man, was it ever invasive. Like it's absolutely crazy. He moved his hairline. He shaved his jaw, trachea. He had his upper lip lifted. He had a nose job. He had cheekbones shaved down, like so much stuff to become a softer version of himself, I guess. And so the reveal, I mean, it is over the top. Like it is a highly produced extravaganza-thon. This is just from a few days ago. Let me get that shared onto the screen so everybody can see that if they are watching. Okay, here it is. So that's enough of that.
Yeah. So I mean, I wonder how much that cost.
They say it estimates for how much that kind of surgery, the estimates are anywhere between $30,000 and $50,000.
For all of it, mm-hmm. for all the things that you mentioned, yeah. every single thing that needed to be done. God, 50 grand.
But I mean, that's easy money to him right now. That's literally one TikTok post. One post will get him that amount. So he can afford it.
One TikTok post, you guys. Yeah. That's what this guy's making for one TikTok post. That's craziness.
It's nuts.
And that's the thing. I mean, this is, a lot of people are like this though, right? Social media, I want to say it's not really a real job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you and I worked in corporate America for 50 something years collectively.
Yeah.
I mean, we worked actual jobs, you know, we did like real jobs and then now we're doing, I sometimes think this doesn't feel like a real job, you know, cause it's so fun. It's right. wonderful, you know, but we did radio, we've done broadcasting, but I mean, I look at like some of these kids, they get out there. I look at what he's doing every day and I'm just like, God, it's like, he'll never know what it's like to like, you know, and then he's just like, I want to be a girl.
Right.
You know, millions of dollars.
Everyone keeps like affirming that this is yeah. real. And that's what's so freaking crazy. Yeah. And so then there's another influencer on TikTok that goes by, well, his name is Jeffrey Marsh, but he says that he's non-binary. Mm-hmm. He goes by they, them pronouns. And the weird thing is that Dylan goes by she, they, which I don't even understand.
I don't understand it either.
I don't understand why. Like if you're either. Saying that you're a woman, why is there a they? What does that even... This why is why it? I don't even participate. I don't participate in any of this pronoun mm-hmm. garbage, in case people are listening and wondering, why do you keep calling him a him? Well, because I live in reality, okay? So,
yeah.
That's a fact.
Because he talks junk. Because he talks junk down there, and there's junk. He's admitted that there's junk. I know he's a biological male, so to me, that's what it is. I can't. Yeah. Right. It's like, I can't participate in the, it's hard for me to participate in the crazy, but y'all go ahead and do that. I mean, you can do it. It's just hard for me to do it.
They absolutely are.
You know what I'm going to have for lunch today? I'm going to have some filet. I'm going to have some bacon wrapped filet for lunch because I have some in my freezer and that's what I'm going to have. It's a cold day. It's like kind of icy here in Texas. I'm going to make one and like in my air fryer, I'm going to make some filets. That's what I'm
going
to do.
Well, I know.
Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I can.
And I know I know what kind of fillets you're going to make. You're going to make fillets that are bacon wrapped from omahasteaks.com because that right. is mm-hmm. from whence all good steaks come.
You know it. And then like the apple tartlets, have some apple tartlets for dessert. Yes, baby.
Do you know what my
yes.
husband made curl up by last the fire. Week? He made, uh-huh. and because we've had them stored in the freezer for a while and we hadn't tried them yet, but we made the meatballs. We made two different kinds. We made the beef meatballs and the sausage and pork meatballs.
So good. Their meatballs are bomb. They are so good. So oh my good. God, the best, you guys.
Well, and now, right now at omahasteaks.com, they have their Love at First Bite sale just in time for Valentine's. So this is a good gift. Again, like this is, we were saying earlier that you don't necessarily need to go out to a fancy steakhouse. You can just order yourself all the yep. fixins from omahasteaks.com. And when you use code CHICKS at checkout, you get $30 off your entire order. Awesome. And so you can take advantage of the Love at First Bite sale and get that $30 off when you visit omahasteaks.com. And this Jeffrey Marsh person who is super, super strange. Here's the interesting thing about both of them. I will say they both seem, they want to seem, and they do seem super kind, right? Like, so they present themselves as this like unbelievably understanding, oh, yeah. compassionate, kind.
Benevolent.
They want to love everybody. They're constantly talking about loving everybody. But now Jeffrey Marsh is like talking about kids and it's getting freaking weird, which is a whole other story. But they did make a video together. Jeffrey Marsh and Dylan made a video together, and it was just so over the top creepy to me. And yet the overwhelming response of people is to just be in love with these two. And I do not get it. I don't get
yeah.
it at all.
I don't it's like bizarre. It. Now, Jeffrey Marsh made a video. And Jeffrey Marsh made a video where he's, you know, basically saying, if your parents, I'm paraphrasing, but he's mm-hmm. saying, if your parents don't love you, I will. Well, when kids see that on TikTok, that's when I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't get to do that with kids. That's freaking grooming. And I'm out. I don't like it. I don't want any part of that. Like, that's where I shut you down. And like, you people need to reject that.
It's sickening.
At all costs. Reject it. It's sick.
So here's the two of them on day 80 of girlhood. So this is back in May of last year. And apparently it's their first time being together. And it's literally just a fawn over each other fest. Here's a little bit of that.
Day 80 of being a girl, yes. And I am with my all-time role model. This is the person that made
you're
me.
You're my role model.
No, you're my role model.
No.
You inspired me to start making content. And okay. So accept that.
Yes,
okay.
I accept it.
This is Jeffrey Marsh.
Will you accept that you're an inspiration? And I love you very much.
Fine, thank you. I love okay. you very much. I have a little gift for you. My signature,
I saw
little
that.
Sunglasses.
Hi.
This is Jeff. What are your pronouns?
They, them.
Okay. I'm she, they. And I wanted to know, as a non-binary human, do you have any relationship to the concept of girlhood?
I absolutely do. I find girlhood to be inspiring. There are a lot of human beings who are girls who transcend what their gender is supposed to be.
Yes.
And that to me is something I draw strength from.
What the hell does that mean?
Absolutely.
What you inspire me, the way that you inspire me, one of the ways, is that girlhood is this ultimate expression of humanity.
It's so much more than gender.
Yeah.
And I think what I would love is for there to be a place for specifically for non-binary people too, because I think we can't forget that non-binary people do have that defined.
I can't anymore with that. Just, nope.
Yeah.
I'm out.
It doesn't transit. No. This is the thing. You don't get to come into my space and invade it and act like you know what it's like to be a woman. You don't. You will never know what it's like to carry a child. You will never know what it's like to menstruate. You will never know what it's like to go through the teenage years and go through all that angst. You don't. They will never know. These people will, these guys will never know what it's like. They can put on all the dresses and all the makeup and frolic around in heels in the woods. They don't know what it's like, and they never will. Period.
Amen. The end.
I know that feminists won't speak up, but they won't. They don't know what it's like. God. It's so frustrating.
Right. And it's why we've been so like jumping all over on board with Megyn Kelly's most recent videos, because she has been losing her mind about this very topic as well. Not necessarily Dylan, but anytime there is this intrusion into the feminine or into womanhood or girlhood by men. Enough already. This is just, this is out of control. And I feel like at some point, you know, we could be banned for saying that, because that's the direction that our culture is going in. Is it, how dare you misgender someone on purpose? Well, I'm sorry for living in reality. Sorry, not sorry. But that's where I prefer to hang out, is right here in reality.
Yeah. And you know who's going to get banned first?
Yeah.
The women. The women will get banned. That's who's going to get banned first. And you know who's going to be left standing? Biological men. Mm-hmm. You watch. It'll happen. We'll get shut down first. We'll be the first voices to be squelched. You watch. It'll happen.
Yeah, don't talk to us about patriarchy until you're willing to see that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you can shut your mouths. Swear to God. Anyways, so that's happening. We thought you'd get you guys all caught up. And what the patriarchy actually looks like, if case you were wondering, if you think it exists, it does exist, I guess. If you believe in that stuff, I guess it exists in people like Dylan.
Yeah.
Dylan and Jeffrey.
So hopefully that'll just put this to bed for a while and we can stop giving them oxygen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody else will give them tens of millions of dollars. So there's that.
All right. Let us never speak of them again.
You guys. Okay. You guys have a wonderful week. Until next week.
Bye.